AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The governor of Arkansas, Asa Hutchinson, wants changes to a religious objection bill that lawmakers in the state have passed and sent to him for his signature.
My position is clear. I've asked them to remedy it. I've asked them to change the current law, and I've asked them to recall it and change the language on it.
There's been backlash from gay rights groups and businesses. Critics say the bill could discriminate based on sexual orientation. The governor of Indiana is also calling for changes to a similar bill passed in that state. Iran and the West are still talking in Switzerland. There's no clear signs what will be said today in nuclear negotiations. Former State Department Iran advisor Suzanne Maloney says the U.S. has more to lose than Iran if there's no framework agreement.
The political price will be much higher on this end. And so it's an easy round for the Iranians to inflict a wound, effectively, on their adversaries across the table.
There was another disruption at the Supreme Court. The AP's Jerry Bodlander has the story.
Five people were removed from the Supreme Court after shouting criticism of the court's ruling in a key campaign finance case. It is the second such protest this year. Chief Justice John Roberts first joked you wouldn't think a bankruptcy case would attract such attention. But he then warned anyone disrupting the proceedings could face criminal contempt charges. The group 99 Rise, which opposes the influence of money in elections, took responsibility for this protest, as it did for the one in January and the one last year. Jerry Bodlander, Washington.
Iraq is declaring victory over the Islamic State group in Tikrit. Fighting has been going on for a month in Saddam Hussein's hometown. The first wife of former Beatle John Lennon has died. Cynthia Lennon was 75. Some signs of a rough economy this winter have stocks lower. The Dow is down 96 points. This is AP Radio News. There's a search going on in eastern Illinois for a convicted killer. Sheriff Timothy Bukowski says Cameron Taylor overpowered a guard at a detention center and took his keys, uniform, and SUV.
He was convicted earlier this year of murder in the city of Kankakee, and he has other convictions that include armed robbery and unlawful use of a weapon.
Taylor is considered armed and dangerous. He was awaiting sentencing. An investigation has started at Duke University in North Carolina after a noose was found hanging outside a building on campus that includes offices that deal with diversity. The local prosecutor in South Carolina says the death of a fraternity pledge in September is now classified as unsolved. The case was turned over to a special unit. Tucker Hips fell from a bridge into a lake during a Sigma Pi Epsilon fraternity run with 29 other students. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.